No, it wasn't. No, but the players really worked hard, and we were very close to it. The thing for me is a big step forward for this group is that you could see that the team exuded confidence. They really believed they were going to win that, and to come here, you know, that's where I see the side developing, is that they are angry and frustrated we lost that game, and partly to do with ourselves, I suppose, but we performed really well with a huge amount of heart and effort, and you could see that the team was so confident we were going to win. Even when we made the changes, we put everybody on as well, and they added to it as well. And to come here, you know, there'll be teams like Toulon and the Toulouses and the Montpelliers that will lose here. They don't lose very often at Perpignan. To come here and put that sort of performance in, and I think overall, personally, I thought that we should have won that game, and we probably lost it in the first quarter of an hour, where we gave them some soft points and we squandered two clear-cut scoring chances. And unfortunately, we were then chasing a little bit, but huge character and huge effort. We're just all bitterly disappointed that probably a bonus point in this group may not be enough to go through.
What happened with the try? Because it looked like a complete mess-up from where you were.
It was, yeah. It was three consecutive missed touch kicks. You know, they went for the penalty, hit the post. We gathered it. Andy Goode, unfortunately, missed touch. They kicked it back. Andy Goode called a mark. He then missed touch again. And then they kicked it a third time. And Andy Goode and Samisi went for the same ball. It was a comedy of errors, really. And then, you know, that was out of nothing. They didn't deserve it. And it was just a sloppy bit of play where there shouldn't be any problem. We weren't under any problem at all in the first 20 minutes. We were clearly the better side, putting all the pressure on them. We should have gone 3-0 up. We had a bit of ill discipline with Chris Jones, unfortunately. Penalty reversed. We should have gone 3-0 up. We shouldn't have given that try away. It was a comedy of errors. And, you know, that took knocked the stuffing out of us for a little bit, but to be fair, the squad, they recovered and came back and kept playing some good rugby, and I think we were very close to beating this team on their own ground.
Not putting words in your mouth, what did you think of the officials tonight?
Well, a little bit strange, I have to say. It was the scrum again. I mean, our front row were, you know, last week we had their pack on toast, really, and for some reason we were penalised tonight. Our front row can't understand it, but it's a bit bewildering every single week. It's a problem with the scrum, isn't it? And we were conceding penalties, which I don't think anybody understood what they were for. So disappointed, but it wasn't down to that. I don't think it was. We had chances to win that game, and if we'd have put a couple away in the first 15 minutes, we should have been two scores ahead in the first 15 minutes.
As you say, that could well be the group not gone, but it's going to be very difficult for you to win it now.
Well, we're going to have to hope that Guernica or Rovigo play well enough against Perpignan to deny them a try-scoring bonus point. That's the only thing we can hope for. It's not in our hands now. If Perpignan beat both of the other two teams in their remaining two matches with a bonus point, then they'll go through. However, strange things happen, and maybe Rovigo will pull something out and Perpignan won't get the bonus point. So we'll go flat out in our two games, try and get the bonus point, and all we can do is get maximum 10 points and see where we are at the end.
Dean Schofield limped off. What's he done?
I don't think it's too bad, but he couldn't put any weight on his ankle. He hurt his ankle. He's the only concern we have, really. But I don't think that's too serious. And it was a very, very bruising game. A huge amount of effort. The lads are, I'd say, quite sore. But actually, I think in a funny sort of way, they know they've taken a step forward today. And going right back to the beginning, you know, to come here and play like we did with such huge confidence and play such a lot of rugby. I mean, we kept the ball in hand and played some terrific rugby at times. We created scoring chances, just a little bit more accuracy, and we would have come away here with a few tries. So I'm disappointed we lost, but to come here and get a bonus point, play in the manner we did, and the players secretly know that we've taken another step forward in terms of our confidence, and the group now is, you can see every single week, is growing and growing in confidence.
London Welsh on Friday, you start preparing for that straight away?
We start preparing now, that's it. You know, we've had a chat in the dressing room. We've mapped out a seven-match period. This is match four. Again, disappointing, like Harlequins away. We just missed out. We just missed out here. But we've got three very exciting games to come, and we'll start preparing now. And we've got a good day tomorrow. We'll do the analysis before we get on the plane tomorrow of this game. And there's a lot of really good stuff to look at. Once we've boxed that one off tomorrow, then Monday morning, we're in and preparing for London Welsh and looking forward to it.